Hey there, sit down, make yourself comfortable, and grab a cup of tea. Welcome to the 133rd episode of Thea's Tea. Thanks for tuning in. So this week's tea talk is kind of boring, I must admit, but it is cold water. It has been so incredibly hot in Bordeaux, and honestly, nothing sounds better than a cold cup of water. So that's what I'm going to be drinking for this episode. Let me paint the picture a bit for you. It is nighttime. It's almost 10 p.m. and I'm just sitting in my bedroom once again here in Bordeaux. The first episode I record back here, and it feels very nice. I like the vibes. I like the way I've decorated the room, especially the way I'm, you know, using lights and everything. So it feels very cozy and like an inviting environment. Over this past week, I feel like I've gone through a billion eras. You know, there has been like so much changing, and it's been like periods of like 2 days. So since I last recorded, I said some of my final and most important goodbyes. I had a goodbye dinner with my family, my mom and my sibling, and it was just such a nice experience. We usually don't go out and do things, the three of us, besides errands. So the fact that, you know, we got ready, you know, went out, chose a restaurant. It was a Greek restaurant that we really liked in a very nice mall. And just the restaurant itself was very pretty. So having that whole experience with them to say goodbye was very special. Considering that a year ago when I left for the first time, it was like a huge family dinner with like my grandparents, my aunts and uncles. But this just goes to show that now this is like a more normal thing and that I commemorated it with my close circle. I also said goodbye to my best friend Sara, which was very, very heartbreaking. Just knowing that our dynamic will shift from seeing each other almost every day and, you know, talking about everything to having a relationship mostly on WhatsApp and, you know, like sharing the highlights of our days, because we simply can't go into detail as much as we would before. So that was very upsetting as well. And then a fun fact is that when I went to the airport, the exact same group of people accompanied me as last year. My grandparents, my aunt, my mom and my sibling, and Sara. So we realized that when we were there, and it was like, you know, these are the true real people. Then I obviously had my flights, three of them. It took me in total 27 hours from the moment I stepped out of my apartment in Medellin to the moment I got here in Bordeaux. So yeah, an uncomfortable journey, as was to be expected. 10-hour flight in an upright chair is not enjoyable, but you know, it's the only way. So I got back here on Saturday night, and I knew I had Sunday to unpack. So those, like that night and the following day, were pretty much dedicated to unpacking, getting settled in, going grocery shopping, and I started to meet up with my friends again, which was such a heartwarming experience. You would think that after being apart for 2 months or 3 months, you know, you would feel distant, but I kept in touch with them over the summer, and I felt like our friendships really solidified. So I feel very connected to them now. And it's just such a lovely experience getting to see them again, you know, running into them again, having classes with them again, just going back into that groove, which is kind of like the topic of this episode. So yeah, it was very nice to say all these hellos after the goodbyes. And since that, I've been meeting up with friends again, you know, getting things to drink. We went to Bordeaux Lac, which is a lake in the city of Bordeaux. And yeah, just being like a social butterfly before classes get too intense, you know, reconnecting with people, developing friendships that, you know, had just started before leaving. So I've been really enjoying all of that, truly living my best life. And yesterday classes started officially. So I was lucky enough to not have any classes yesterday and just have like the year two meeting and like explanation of the course. So I always love those meetings. They are very informative. They give me a very good sense of what's to come. They give like general descriptions of the classes, evaluation systems, changes regarding last year's program. So yeah, I must say I didn't pay that much attention because it was the first time I was seeing my friends again. So we had a lot to catch up on. But from the notes I did take, it was very interesting and yeah, just very informative. It left me feeling motivated and prepared for the year to come. And then today, I finally started classes once again. A smooth start. I only had one class, and it was a thermodynamics lecture. I don't want to jinx it, but it was a really good class. I thoroughly enjoyed it and felt it was interesting. So yeah, I'm really excited to continue learning about this. This semester, I just had a very traumatic experience where I was sitting like in the second row of the lecture hall, and the teacher had asked some questions before and some other people had answered like voluntarily, but then he asked one question and he looked at me and I was like, I literally just shook my head. He was asking for the value of a constant, like a remarkable constant in physics, the one of perfect gases. And I'd worked with it before, you know, ever since high school, the past semester as well. It's not one of the super complicated physics constant values. Like it's a pretty familiar number, you know, it doesn't have an exponent of 10. So he asked that, he looked at me, I just shook my head, and he was like, yes, you. And I was like, oh. Because I was caught very off guard, you know, I hadn't even finished copying what was on the board. I wasn't really paying attention to what he was saying. And then he asked me the question, and yeah, I didn't know how to answer. I told myself, if I had known the answer, then I would have said it. But at the same time, I cut myself a bit of slack because as soon as he wrote it down, I was like, oh yeah, of course. But I was kind of like caught off guard, so I wasn't able to answer. But it was just such a traumatic experience. The smart kids were behind me. I don't know how many people remarked that it was me, in fact, who could not answer that simple question. Because literally after he asked me and I didn't answer, he kind of like shook his head and he was like, very bad. And then moved on to another person. So now I'm on his blacklist and I will have to prove myself to him. And for the rest of the class, I was just kind of like going back to that, you know, thinking about what everybody around me was thinking, what he was thinking, how stupid I was, you know, just like spiraling. So it didn't let me focus on the rest of the class. But I must say, this scary experience has pushed me into a state of mind to like work harder. So even just after this class where we don't have homework, I already started like reviewing things like the values of the notable physics constants and just doing some reading and reviewing. So yeah, out of bad things sometimes come productive results. So that's pretty much it. That's where I'm at now, you know, slowly starting classes, picking things back up again. And yeah, I must say it looks like a promising year, both academically and socially. I feel like it's gonna be much better than last one, I hope. This week's episode is kind of like a follow-up for the one I did last week. Last week I talked about how my summer was over, and now I'm talking about really just returning to the routine. This has come from a series of conversations with my friend Yemen about how weird it's been adjusting. And you know, one of the first things I ask my friends when I see them again here is like, oh, you know, how has it been returning, you know, like going back to your place, you know, going back to your habits, you know, the same old supermarket, running into the same old people, you know, just these familiar sights. I feel like it's a very interesting experience because it's not the first time I've come back from holiday, yet this experience is so unique because it's the first time I'm living on my own. It's the first time, you know, I went back to Colombia after not living there and being on my own. You know, it's just like such a unique set of conditions. So I wanted to take an episode to kind of explore all of that and talk about how it is, you know, just returning to the routine as, you know, a young college student, how weird it is, you know, after being in like the funk of summer that for some people can last up to 4 months, and then returning to a completely different lifestyle with your classes, with your budget, being away from family, you know, all of those factors that come in, because I just feel like there is really a lot to unpack. So first of all, we're going to be talking about all the weird feelings that are related to this, and then just kind of like my thoughts and general perspectives, and finally my goals and priorities in building my routine for this new year. I cannot describe to you how weird and heartwarming it was unlocking my apartment as soon as I got here. Throughout the summer, I would randomly think about the exact items I had left in the freezer, or the medical formula I had left on my desk as a reminder to go pick it up as soon as I got back. You know, random things like that were popping into my head over the summer. So when I unlocked my door and everything was turned off, and I walked into my apartment for the first time, and just seeing how everything was exactly as I had left it, that was a heartwarming experience. I don't know what other adjective to use, because just walking into the space that I had put so much time and effort to tidying up before leaving, because I knew that it would be alone for the whole summer, and seeing how everything was, in fact, exactly how I had left it, and remembering just how much preparation and thought I had put into that before leaving, was a really nice experience. It felt like somebody was waiting for me, even though nobody was. I guess it's kind of like my past self was waiting for me to arrive again. And that made me feel very excited and welcome. I don't know if anybody can relate, but I hope you do at some point in your life, because I genuinely felt like it was such a beautiful experience. It's not like coming back from your summer family trip before ninth grade. There's something completely unique about coming back to your house, you know, alone after such a transformative, you know, experience where you feel like you've grown so much, and then you come back to a place that made you very happy but also very sad, and you feel prepared to tackle it again. It's very unique. It very much felt like the start of a new season. You know, when I was opening my apartment and kind of like looking around at where I would be spending so much time in the upcoming year, it felt like my past summer and year had been character development and preparation for this new season of my life to come, and I absolutely love it. That's not to say, however, that it's all sunshine and roses and rainbows, because on that very first night, I was a bit jet lagged, so it was 2 a.m. and I wasn't feeling tired yet, but I knew that if I wanted to fix my sleeping schedule, then I had to force myself to sleep. So I did that, and you know, when you're tossing and turning in bed, thoughts creep into your head. Oh my god, that rhymes. But I just started playing again in my mind the moment I said goodbye to my mom and how upset she was and the thought of leaving her crying. And it made me really sad, you know, kind of realizing that I was about to enter a whole other year without seeing my family, you know, like at that moment it really sunk in. I don't know what I was thinking before, but I was just like following all the steps and, you know, thinking about the immediate future, like the next upcoming months and what I was going to do, like the weekends and things like that. And then I realized that I was going for another entire year without seeing my family. And at that moment, I felt really upset. I was returning to the routine I had last year, to what I lived last year. But at that moment, it hit me and it wasn't so fun. But I feel like this is a very common experience for people that leave their families. And really just another reason going back into your whole like life routine can feel so weird is because we're coming back from summer. Summer for me is without a doubt the best part of the year. Well, maybe with a bit of doubt, because there's different things to appreciate from each season. But just the fact that the weather is so nice, that so many outdoor activities can be done, the fact that you don't have school, that you can go out more like with your friends and hang out and do different types of activities and take it easy and not have the pressure of school are definitely factors that I appreciate and that enhance summer. So it's a very drastic change coming from something as perfect as that to, you know, real life. It can feel as a shock. And in my case, it's just a lot of asking myself the question, do I want it to be like last year? This is different if you're switching phases in your life, but for me, summer was kind of just like a pause in my university career, and I came back to a year, you know, in the same city, in the same university, doing the same degree. So I really do have freedom in asking myself, do I want this to be like last year? And given the fact that the circumstances are still kind of the same, I know that I could replicate last year very similarly in the way I spent my time, the types of activities I would do, etc. So it's really been me evaluating what I want to rescue from the way I lived last year and what I would like to change. Am I going back to the same routine or a different one? So thinking about what I didn't like from last year and how upset I was that first night, I have started to make some small changes in the few days that I have been here. But for instance, one thing has been trying to be social. I have been going out at a pretty constant rhythm for these past few days. And I know that it won't remain through the entire year, because it's like, oh, like with the excuse of, oh, you know, like I haven't seen you in the whole summer, let's catch up. And also because I don't have that many classes for the moment, so time allows me to. But yeah, I've just really been seizing the moment in that sense and going out as much as I would back home in Medellin, because that's what I want to translate to my life here. I want that to be my normal here when possible. So getting out of the house, feeling like I have something to do, filling myself with other people and what they have to share with me and, you know, their worldviews, and just kind of like preventing myself from being stuck at home overthinking, has really helped me to be like in a better state of mind. It makes me excited to live each day. It makes me feel productive. And yeah, just especially now since I have quite a bit of free time, just like filling up that time with activities that make me feel good. And yeah, I feel like that's just a really beautiful part of life. I've been loving to make plans with friends, and I feel like I've had some very nourishing conversations. Honestly, I've been surprised, because when I first got here to France, I was like, I'm not having deep conversations with any of these people. You know, I would only have deep conversations with the people in Colombia. And then I feel like over this summer, I didn't have that many deep conversations. And then I came back here, and with these friends, I've been having deep conversations. So things kind of like turn around. Another thing is, for instance, today I went to the library to study some of the little things I have to study so far. But, you know, given the fact that it was so little and quick, I could have perfectly done that from home. But I was like, no, I want to change, you know, my scenery. I don't want to mix up my environment of rest with the one of work. So just going to the library, even though I have some bad vibes attached there, but like a new year, new season, new vibes, new atmosphere, you know, so like giving the library another chance and just getting out of my house, even if it's for 1 hour to do work, I feel like was really good for me. And another little change I've been applying is overhead lighting. I cannot emphasize enough how much the atmosphere changes when you just use like lamps and things. So at night I turn on like lamps and it feels so much more cozy, and I associate to like a safe space. So, you know, if it's like the evening and I'm chilling, then I'll turn on like those lights. But if I know that it's an evening where I'll be studying and working, then I'll turn on the overhead light because it's like more serious. But yeah, for like a cozy winding down, I've really been able to wire my mind and associate all of that with, you know, warm tones of lamps. And it's contributed to my little daily routine that I have going here to make it feel like much more enjoyable and honestly making this feel more like a home. I just want to say that I feel like routines, or at least in this moment of my life, are progressive. As I said, I'm slowly picking up more classes. You know, this week is slow. The next week I'll have a little bit more classes, and I feel like in 2 weeks I'll have my full class load. So I feel like at this point I'm viewing routines as something progressive, especially, you know, in the transition from summer to the academic year. I feel like it is something that goes step by step, and that makes for a really like favorable transition that's easier to adapt to. And also, I think that we shouldn't only view routines as progressive, but also see them kind of as phases. You know, it will continue to progress, adapting to the phases in your life. You know, there will be very busy periods like finals, exams, or, you know, like more chill periods. So your routine will adapt to those circumstances, and the way you distribute your time will look different. And it should, you know, in response to those different external factors. And for me, I just find a lot of liberty in knowing that I can always change it. I can always change parts of my routines, chunks, you know, elements, things I'm dedicating my time to. And that makes me feel really good, because for some people, routines can mean rut. But for me, that's totally different. I recorded an entire episode on routines, and I said how I felt like they were liberating, because they free up your mind to think about more important things, because you don't have to decide on the insignificant little details like whether you'll have breakfast before or after your shower. So it frees up your mind to occupy itself with more interesting things. So I would say that the main difference between a rut and a routine is that a routine should not feel boring. In a routine, you're allowed to switch up tiny little things from one day to another to make it more exciting, or change steps if you feel like they're not serving you anymore. You know, and if you feel like your routine is sagging and like you're in a rut, then that means it's time to change something. So yeah, all of this really is to say that I feel like people my age are facing a really weird relationship regarding returning to their habitual routines. So let's go a little bit deeper into my general thoughts about routines. I feel like routines can be difficult to adjust to, but they are a necessary part of life. For instance, if we were on a constant vacation, as I was describing summer, we wouldn't enjoy it. It would very much become a rut, and we wouldn't feel like we were on a vacation or like living the best moment of our lives. So what would be the point? That's why I feel like routines and some sense of normalcy and stability are important, and you know, those tasks that sometimes we don't like are important to sometimes make us feel, you know, fulfilled, on the right track, or accomplished because we did something difficult. In my case, all of those things are very school related. And something that I've questioned, you know, myself a lot is whether it's bad to feel like when you're returning to your routine, you kind of feel bad or miserable or you dread it. And this is the conclusion I've reached. If you're miserable to return, it doesn't necessarily mean that you hate your reality or you're not where you're supposed to be. Because I think it's completely natural to low-key dread going back to your normal life after vacation or something like that. Having a short vacation period is the perfect time of your life to start romanticizing that lifestyle excessively. And, you know, since it's new and it's fresh and it's a very much needed break after, you know, a maybe extenuating period of work or school, you just feel like everything is rose-colored during that vacation. But as I said before, if it were your constant reality, it wouldn't feel that good all the time. But we don't see that. So when a vacation is ending, in our eyes, it's like, oh no, this perfect stage of my life is coming to an end, and I have to go back to the hard stuff. And I really don't think it needs to be that dramatic. You know, what makes vacations so lovely is the balance and, you know, the way they complement maybe your day-to-day life. And there's also beauty in your normal reality because it complements the things you don't have in vacation and, you know, the challenges at stimulating your mind and things like that. So I understand the feeling of like dreading returning to your routine, but I don't think it necessarily means that you're in the wrong place and that you're doing the wrong thing with your life or that you hate your job so much you can't stand returning to it. I don't think we need to take it to that extreme. But if you are still scared about the fact that your routine may not be as exciting as you wish, I feel like you can definitely make some changes for it to be more welcoming. This is the exercise that I did. During the summer, I was thinking of all the things I was looking forward to about coming back to Bordeaux, you know, the activities, the people, the dynamics, just the day-to-day lifestyle things. But I was also thinking about the things I wanted to change, you know, maybe some decisions I made last year that I feel limited me and wouldn't want to reproduce this year, or, you know, little ways I went about things. So just having clarity when you're returning to a routine, like we're discussing in this episode, thinking about previous versions of your routines and what worked and what didn't work. So in my mind, I had a lot of clarity surrounding that once I returned. And another thing that I found helped me to start building this routine was surrounding myself by people whose lifestyles I admired. Two of my friends come to mind because I feel like they just live very balanced lifestyles, I think is the best word. So one of them I was with the other day, and you know, she was talking to me about her plans, and she was very much focused on, like, you know, the social element. And because of what I said earlier, you know, I really want to develop myself socially this year. So it was just so inspiring to see how she was doing it, you know, how she was making plans with her friends, thinking of things to do. You know, if you would tell her like, oh, I've been wanting to try this, she would make it a plan. So that reminded me of, like, I mean, it was a concrete example right in front of my eyes of how I wanted to live my life. And I feel like just having those reminders near you to constantly be pushing you to live that life are very important. And also just the way she went about things, you know, like taking walks, exploring the city, you know, doing like little like romanticizing things, like stuff that you would see on TikTok, like going to the bakery, little things like that. It just really showed me an example of how I could spice up my life. And I have another friend who's very involved in just all different kinds of activities and, you know, sports. And she just, I feel like, makes her days really interesting and spontaneous and hangs out with people and says yes to things. So having those people around me definitely helped me to feel like I am being reminded to add these types of things in my routine. And just seeing them return to their own routines and talking to them about the things they liked about their routine last year and what they didn't, I feel like kind of helps me and helps us all as a collective get on the tracks we want, respectively. May I just add something that I've been thinking for a long time, and it's that college routine is awesome. I love the college lifestyle. I think I'm definitely going to miss it, especially the undergrad experience, because every day is different. I mean, on a week-to-week basis, they kind of look the same, but the fact that you can have a schedule that looks completely one day on Monday and another way on Tuesday just really allows you to build these like random routines. And it's like, yeah, I do my laundry on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. because it's when the dryers are free. But it's also like you can just have like a Tuesday morning completely off and go get something to eat with your friends. You know, it's just like, I feel like it's such a random lifestyle that, you know, later on in life you won't be able to have. So I just love what I see as flexibility, because I just feel like it's really random to like have holes in your day without classes, or, you know, have like half days off. So I just feel like it allows for a really random, spontaneous schedule. And I also love, you know, when you have a class and you finish and all your friends finished, and since you're all there together, you decide to do something after together. I just feel like it's such a natural, almost intuitive way of going about things. There's a very collective effect of, you know, everybody being in the same boat, especially if you have all your classes or some classes with the same people. You being able to like plan your external schedules around that together, I feel like is really cool. But with such a scattered schedule, if you really want to optimize it and fill every cup, I think it really does require organization. For instance, with what I said about the laundry, that must have taken trial and error to determine. So I feel like that's really an attitude you need to adopt to the different areas of your life, which I will get more into in a bit. But yeah, you really need to know what time is for school, what time is for this, what time is for that, because it's easy to get carried away. And because you feel like you have a lack of structure, or because you say like, oh, I just have 1 hour before classes, what am I ever supposed to accomplish between there, and limiting yourself, it's easy to let things slide. So it requires organization and knowing yourself to be able to optimize the college experience. Now, I've talked so much about routines this episode, I feel like it's only fair to kind of describe what I hope my routine looks like for this year. So let's go into detail about my goals and priorities. This is very much continuing my previous episode where I talked about what I wanted this year to look like and the different aspects I wanted to pay attention to, but I figured it was coherent here today as well. So I'll go into it once again with the newfound knowledge I have by actually being here. So first of all is a social, no, not first of all, like most important, but you know, the first item that's on my list is a social one. I want to go out with my friends and really nurture my friendships. I love going clubbing and I want to continue to do that, but I also want to do other types of activities with friends, you know, like more chill things, picnics, going to cafes, just like getting a drink and catching up, going to eat. I feel like those types of things are also very fun, you know, sleepovers, game nights, things like that. A year ago, a guy said, like, I don't understand why you guys always go out. Like, can't we do just, like, go out to party, you know? Can't we just do, like, a different type of activity? And at that moment, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you are such a party pooper. And now I honestly get him. Like, he was ahead of his time. I feel, especially since I've been having these deep conversations with my friends I described, I just, like, going out and partying is so fun, but you don't exactly get to develop that type of connection. And I feel like maybe that's why I kind of felt alone last year, or like I wasn't, you know, discussing very important things in my life. So I understand the importance of building these types of spaces and just taking it slow some days. I'm currently obsessed with the let's grab a drink culture. I think that's so fun, whether it be alcoholic or not. You know, especially here in Europe, just like sitting on a random little terrace, seeing the people walk by, looking at everybody else like in the same cafe as you and thinking, wow, they all just took some time out of their day to meet up with somebody and talk. I am obsessed with this concept. I think it's incredible. So yeah, just have fun socially, especially since it's my last year here in Bordeaux as an undergrad student. So to really consolidate my friendships here and be able to take them with me everywhere else. Next is health, you know, working out is important, you know, whether I join some like classes at university or do like at home routines, just to be moving my body, man, it's important. Nothing to add to that. my extracurriculars, the different activities I'm involved in. This podcast, for example, I'm on the communications and language board for my faculty at school. I've been organizing a class trip and an integration with the new generation of students that are coming in. So yeah, these types of activities to kind of like feel productive in other areas is what I feel is most important to me, because, you know, like working in school is obviously very important, but, you know, just being able to put my mind and attention to different types of activities that are still contributing to me is important. Also babysitting, that's a job I'm very happy with. Hopefully I can add other extracurriculars to this list as the year advances, but yeah, just having different types of activities to kind of like give my mind a break, not because they're like easier or because, well, they are, but like, you know, just the fact that, you know, you can switch your mind from one thing to another, I feel like refreshes it. Obviously, of course, there's also school on this list. I think that when you start a semester, it's all very fresh and exciting, and it's like a clean slate, and it's not been like become dirty by trauma. It's not been stained by traumas or fears or anxiety or bad memories or a bad experience with a professor or bad vibes. And it never lasts the entire semester. You know, it's like little by little, it starts getting dirty and dirty. And then towards the end, you're fed up. You don't want to see these classes anymore. Like, you don't like the vibes of the semester. And for me this semester, my challenge is to try to extend the clean phase for as long as possible, to try to be excited about my classes, you know, feel capable, feel excited about them for as long as possible. Like, I don't want that slate to, you know, tarnish and deteriorate. I want to take really good care of it, because the semester is way more fun at the beginning when you are excited and passionate. And today, like, I had an epiphany. Like, earlier I was just working on one of those extracurriculars, and I was like, I am so passionate about this. Like, I care about this so much, and I feel like every step along the way I've done it well, you know, like I've poured my heart and soul into this, and life is so much better when it's like that. So I hope that I can carry on that attitude to my classes and eventually like my job in the future. I just feel like whatever, like, pick anything, but do it with love and passion. Like, really. So I really just want to have a healthy relationship with school, feel like I enjoy what I'm doing, like I'm good at it, like I'm worthy even. So yeah. And of course, housework, you know, taking care of my house, I feel like I did a pretty good job at that last year. So I want to continue with my good habits and routines with like cleaning and everything, because if you just kind of like have it under control, that's one less thing to worry about. So definitely that. I also want to invest more of my time and energy into exploring the city. As I said, it's my last year here, so I want to leave feeling like I know the place, like I've been to all the iconic places, the monuments, like I've been around, you know, seen what there is to see. So that's a great like weekend or even like weekday activity to spice things up. Also with errands, you know, this is a tricky part of adulting, but, you know, being able to prioritize them, you know, sometimes you need to make sacrifices, sometimes you need to cancel things or go out of your way to pick things up or drop things off, and, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. So just become better at the whole like adulting thing, and not even only like errands that require you to get out of your house. Sometimes it's just like emails you need to respond, things you need to sign up to. And last year I felt like I would always postpone those things until it was way overdue. So have a different attitude about it now. And just going back to like my goals for like lifestyle and the routine, I just really don't want to make it boring. As I said, you know, if I feel like the days are too monotonous, I want to remind myself that I can always find something to sprinkle in to make the days more fun, because that is in, you know, like my memories, what my life looked when I was the happiest, you know, just because every day was different. And I felt like I was flexible and things would just come up and it would be spontaneous. So just to remind myself that you can always do that, you know, like it really is up to you. And understand that there's balance, that the beauty in this is balance, you know, dedicating your time in the week at least a little bit to these different activities in order to not make you feel burnt out, But without disregarding that life ebbs and flows, as I said before, there will be periods where you really need to concentrate on one thing, and then that dies down and you can go back to a more balanced lifestyle. So really just understanding that and knowing and being able to pour more into what is required. So yeah, that's just kind of like the picture of how I want my routine to look this semester, what I want to be involved in it, my goals and priorities, really. So that pretty much sums up this episode. We talked all about returning to the routine as a college student, mainly addressing the fear and overwhelm it can produce and how to handle that in a way that you build a life that is exciting for you, and really just learning to rescue what you liked from the previous year or experiences or routine and fix what you didn't like and just have all of that experience serve to you as knowledge in when crafting your life. So we talked about the weird feelings that can come from this, the nostalgia from coming home, the nostalgia from living probably the best period of your life, that is summer and vacation and the time off, and then coming back to the harsh reality and little ways that in your life that you can fix it, and just understanding the role routines can play in your life and how you can craft them to your advantage. Then I just shared some of my general thoughts regarding routines, how they really are necessary, and how you can just build routines that you enjoy and that serve you, and nurturing yourself from past experiences and nurturing yourself from the people around you, and just appreciating the beauty that college brings you with, and understanding that a good routine always allows you to worry less. Lastly, I talked about all my goals and priorities, just the different things I want to focus on this year, how I want different parts of my life to look, what I want to dedicate my time to, and understanding the building blocks of a routine. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Well, that's about it for this episode. I would like to clarify that I am not a specialist. Everything I share is based off of my experience and what I've learned. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at TheST Podcast. I'm very active on there. It's a visually aesthetic platform built with interactive spaces for us. Please tag me on your stories and send me pics listening with your tea. Also, please rate, review, follow, and subscribe. Whatever your platform lets you do, it would help me out a lot. Because reviews are the only way I can start growing, getting recommended to new people, and being included in rankings. Plus, I read reviews on here, so if you want to be featured, go on right ahead. Please spread this episode with any friends or family you think will like it. I would love it for you to share your thoughts on this podcast. You can send me a voice message directly through Anchor or through my email, thestpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach out for business inquiries and set up sponsorships through there as well. Make sure to check out the show notes. There's a bunch of fun stuff listed down there, alongside with links to everything I mentioned here today. Remember, you can join me every Thursday for a new episode, including the last one of every month with the guest, and an additional bonus monthly Q&A. Thank you for your time and for joining me in my little corner of the internet. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. Have a beautiful week and a wonderful existence.